Hello, this is Peter Dellert. I am the artist who created Inheritance 2, near which you are standing. It was made in my studio in Holyoke, Massachusetts. I am a full-time artist and sculptor. Thanks to ECU and the Down East Outdoor Sculpture Exhibition for including this piece in this year's collection. The piece before you is the second iteration of the idea to build a sculpture from found, recycled, catalytic converter covers. It has a steel armature or internal structure to which the metal bits, the catalytic converter covers or heat shields, are riveted. It is 96 inches tall, about 36 inches wide, by 30 inches deep, but bends and dips as it rises in several gentle curves. As I mentioned, Inheritance 2 is made entirely from cast-off automobile catalytic converter covers or heat shields. Each one is dropped off from the underside of a car or truck and fallen on the roadside. Over the last decade or more, I have collected them. I then flattened them and riveted them to a pre-made steel armature. The form is similar to an open pod or flower, similar in this regard to many of the biomorphic shapes I have made in the past. Or it could be viewed as a smokestack or a chimney. Viewed as a flower or pod, the form is in sharp contrast to the industrial material it wears as a skin. The form is natural. The skin is man-made. The pieces of red and colored plastic become eyes as the piece collects light and emits it through these colored apertures. But larger issues are at play here. We are a culture of consumers using and discarding man-made products every day. The piece asks us to take another look at what we have cast off. Viewed futuristically, Inheritance 2 can be seen as what might be assembled by someone or something trying to reconstruct the human past after the apocalypse. Hopefully, we will heed the warnings being presented to us daily. Climate change is upon us. It is time to promote and purchase electric cars, solar collectors, wind generators, carbon taxing, and all kinds of green energy in order to bring the planet back into stasis. Imagine Wall-E of Disney Pixar fame collecting all these catalytic converters. What would he do with them? What would he think about them, about this sculpture? Could he even imagine all the millions of cars that each had one and then sloughed them off onto the roadside? I hope viewing my sculpture makes you think about climate change and about oil car culture and about your daily and yearly carbon footprint. Time to start biking to school or to work. Time to plant a garden or a tree or two. Time to recycle. Time to stop using single-use plastic water bottles. We can all do our part to help the planet heal. And if not, perhaps this is what will emerge from the remains of our civilization when we are gone. Thank you.